Here at the Barroom, our growing list of shows begins with outstanding Chicago Bears coverage. Former Bears scouting director Greg Gabriel and sports reporter David Schuster begin and end the week with analysis and uncensored opinion. You can't tailgate at Soldier Field, but you can do it virtually every day before game time on the Barfly Tailgate Show. After every Bears game, the passion is unleashed on our Bear Football Show, which you can find on our YouTube channel and social media pages. Midweek, get a comprehensive update on the Bears' upcoming opponent with Buffon 55. Also on Hump Day, make sure you check out Dan and Aldo Bear Their Souls. It's penance for Bears fans. We all know winning teams are built through the NFL draft, and that's why Draft on Tap is a must for Bears fans. The best way to win your fantasy football season is by listening to Tuesday's Fantasy Football Goon Show. Want to win more money and be entertained by the great Mike North? He's here at the Barroom. Mike isn't the only Chicago sports radio icon at the Barroom. Join Les Gropstein and David Schuster as they take you on a whole new dimension in sports talk. And there's David and Mark Schanowski, two of the absolute best NBA reporters in Chicago. They keep you up to date on all the Bulls happenings with sharpshooters. The Cubs are covered like their field during a rain delay with the new Friendly Confines show. Whether you're a sports collector or not, you'll enjoy stuff your mom threw out. Just don't tell mom. Don't be in the dark on what's happening on Netflix, HBO, and all the other streaming networks. Check out I Have a Stream. And that's not all. We're adding new shows all the time here on the Barroom Network.
Listening to the Barroom Network. The following program is intended for all audiences. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast with your hosts, Joe Mandel, the Goon, and John Santucci, the Tooch. We're bringing you the fantasy football knowledge that you need every single week.
Derrick Henry, still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown. Unbelievable.
Mahomes flushed that again all the way back. Turning the corner. Fires downfield. Caught. Touchdown. Only Mahomes turns what might have been a 15-yard sack into a 27-yard touchdown.
Saquon Barkley across midfield.
Okay, it's time for the easiest part of any coach's job, the cut. Now, while I wasn't able to cut everyone I wanted to, I have cut a lot of you. Steven, I like your hustle. That's why it was so hard to cut you. Congratulations, the rest of you made the team. Except you, you and you.
God bless fantasy football. There are many things a man can do with his time. And this, better than those things.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. We're all under pressure after a tough week six in fantasy. I'm your host, Joe Mandel, the Goon. And joining me, as always, is John Santucci, the Tooch.
Hold on a minute,
Joe. What's going on, brother?
Derrick Henry just stopped running. He's still running.
He's still going, Tooch.
Oh, my goodness.
You think he scored enough points?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, you know, once a year he has those blow-up games, you know, where he gets you like 50 points, you know, runs for for 200
yards. Blow up is an understatement here.
Well, we learned some things this week, Joe. We learned that if you're playing the Cowboys, your team's going to score some points. The Jaguars are going to score some points. The Falcons are going to score some points. The Vikings, you know, the Jets.
They're horrible, dude.
The Jets.
Horrible.
We found out which teams are the tomato cans.
Yes. And is Andy Dalton the old Andy Dalton again?
That's right. We were surprised to find that Andy Dalton was, well, Andy Dalton.
And we advised some people to pick up Dalton, and I just feel horrible. But what are you going to do? I mean, he'll turn it around eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter how many weapons you have. I mean, like, they had some injuries along the offensive line. You know, they couldn't get it going. Now this it's an odd year with the COVID, with
it is,
you know, the protocol for all of that, and
everything's bizarre, man. And we have Connor was hanging out with us too, John, on Sunday.
Yeah,
for lineup advice, we told him to throw in DeAndre Swift, and he says, "All I got to say is Swift went off." Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I had a feeling too, man. I had a feeling this was coming off the bye. This was going to be DeAndre Swift time. So if you stashed him, man, whew, if you stashed him, you're lucky. You probably got a number two running back for the rest of the season.
Hey, you can do a lot worse. That's for sure.
The kid's very talented. Very talented.
And Tooch, actually, I know it was earlier today, but a lot of people may have missed it, Tooch. But we do have some NFL breaking news.
All right.
Interrupt this program for breaking ballroom news. Yeah, that's right, Tooch. A lot of people, I don't know if you guys saw it, but the Dolphins announced that after their bye week this week, that they have a new starting quarterback. And it's Tua Toilalua. I can't pronounce it the right way, Tooch.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes. I love the Hawaiian names. I just can horrible at pronouncing them.
This is kind of a head scratcher. I mean, I thought Fitzpatrick was playing well. You know, I don't know. Are they out of it?
No, they're still in it. They're actually a game out of first place.
I mean, that division. I mean, if you got the Bills, then Patriots, I think, are 2-3. The Dolphins are what? 3-2?
Four and three, I thought.
3-2, I think.
3-2. 3-2. You're right. Because they have a bye now.
They have a bye coming up, yeah. All right, well. 3-3, right? 3-3.
Yep, I looked it up. They're 3-3.
The Dolphins, yep. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a head scratcher. I mean, you think of it, this, you know, he's coming off an injury to his hip, you know, and by all accounts, back. But, I mean, that's a tough injury to come back from. It was uncertain whether he'd even play again. But to put him
– Here he is.
Here he is. But to put him in, you know, middle of the season. And we've seen that it's better for these young quarterbacks to kind of learn. You know, Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith.
He's gonna have a short leash, Tooch.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I would say so.
I probably would have let Fitzpatrick ride, but I'm not coaching.
We'll see what happens there, Tooch. But, you know, people are going to ask, is he worth the waiver claim? I would say, yeah, put a claim in on him. I mean, he's got a bye this week, so he's not going to help you this week.
Yeah, I don't know if you're ever – I mean, how many games they have left against the Jets? That's what I want to
know. Not enough.
Yeah, I think maybe they got one more against the Jets. You might want to start him in there. Maybe he'll run around, make some plays.
But not a top priority, but someone that could help you down the line. But, Tooch, let's talk a little bit about this week's bye weeks. There's a lot of big names on bye this week, Tooch. You got
the
Vikings, the Dolphins, as we mentioned, the Colts, and the Ravens. So you got to fill a lot of places in your fantasy lineup this week.
Yeah, and, Phillip Rivers throwing for some yardage, huh, in the last game?
Yeah, Phillip Rivers seemed to maybe finally awoken from his slumber.
It's about time. Threw for like 300 yards in this game.
Yeah, he could be a guy worth adding off waivers because he's available in a lot of leagues to help guys out. He's been dropped because he's been so bad.
Yeah.
But dude, while we're talking waivers, we might as well just lead off with that. Then we can dip into injuries
All right.
after that. But let's talk waivers at quarterback since we're talking about it right now.
Yep.
You know, obviously you're losing Lamar this week. I don't think anyone's worried about Kirk Cousins because he stunk it up last week. But Fitzpatrick and our buddy Phillip Rivers on a bye.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks that can help you out. Ryan Tannehill is available in a surprising amount of leagues too.
That's crazy.
It's he should be owned, I think, in all leagues, in my opinion.
At least as a backup quarterback, you know. I mean, I tell you that their offensive system is really firing. Their defense might not be playing that well. Their schedule gets tougher, though. This is
tough one this week. This might be the best game of the year. 2-5-0 teams.
Yeah,
against the Steelers.
Their schedule gets tougher, but I mean Tannehill. He's that offensive system that the play action runs with Derrick Henry. Boy, you see that their play-action game is really working. So, man, I think Tannehill's a top 10, top 8 quarterback rest of the way, even though their schedule gets tougher. But I'd be surprised if he's still out there.
I'm with you. And another guy, Justin Herbert, you know, he had the bye this last week, so a lot of people, you know, might have let him off their team. I think it's a good week to snap him up because he's got a great schedule. And
yeah. He
looks so cool, calm, and collected out there. I love Herbert the rest of the way.
Man.
He will get Austin Eckler back at some point in the next couple weeks. So, at least so far, it looks that way. So, Herbert a lot.
He's got a good matchup this week. Right?
You can't go wrong with Justin Herbert, man.
He's playing the Jaguars, I think, at home. He's at home against the Jags, right?
Yeah, you got to start him.
Yeah, that's a great call. Yeah, he's at home against the Jaguars, who have a terrible defense. So, fire up Herbert.
Yeah, you got to fire up Herbert. You're even going to fire up Carson Wentz. This is a guy that a lot of people lost faith in. He gets a matchup against the Giants. He looks like he threw it together last week towards the tail end of that game against the Ravens. I like what I saw out of Wentz at the end of that game. I think he's starting to awaken. So I think he could be worth a good flyer to help you out if you're in a pinch on a bye week.
He needs help, though, Joe. He needs help. His weapons are dropping out. We got the injury to Miles Sanders, injury to Zach Ertz, injury to Dallas Goedert, injury to Alshon Jeffrey, injury to DeSean Jackson.
Travis Fulgham looks like the real deal, man.
Travis Fulgham is playing well. Boston Scott will be filling in for Miles Sanders. He's not Sanders, but that's going to be a popular waiver pickup.
Oh, sure.
Other quarterback, of course, a guy I like is Joe Burrow this week. Last time he's playing, he's at home against the Browns. You and I were talking offline. That game, he played the Browns in Cleveland. He threw the ball 61 times, Joe. So I like Burrow this week.
Yeah, I mean, Burrow's a great option to help you out. And then Tooch, as we mentioned, we talked a little bit about Tua now being the starter in Miami. He could be worth a claim just to toss on your bench as a backup. So.
Deeper leagues. If you got a big bench, yep. I got to see it first, though, Joe. You know how I am with these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's more of a deeper league thing, but he could be someone to help you out. But Tooch, let's go to running backs on waivers, the guys you need to claim.
Yeah.
That are available. I mean,
who's your top guy?
My top running back.
Who would you grab? Who would Joe grab?
My top pick right now is probably going to be Boston Scott because you don't know how long, you don't know how long that Miles Sanders is going to be out.
Right.
So I like Boston Scott. He's shown it in the past. So I think Boston Scott's my number one waiver target for running back.
That's a good call. It's either him or Justin Jackson for me. Justin Jackson, he's got a great matchup this week, like I said, against the Jags. So one and 1A, 1A and 1B, Justin Jackson, Boston Scott. Other guy you might like, a guy I've been telling you, Joe, this guy just puts up double digits every week.
Keeps scoring.
Yeah, J.D. McKissic. And, you know, in sleeper, you can play him as a running back or a wide receiver.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so you could theoretically, you could line up four running backs if you had J.D. McKissic. You know, you put him in a wide receiver spot and then three running backs, two in the running back slots and one in the flex. You could roll with four running backs.
There you go, man. You can't go wrong. I love that.
Right. Yeah. And then you got Gio Bernard, right, Joe? Mm-hmm. He scored last week.
Always hanging around.
Yep. And then LaMichael Perine and Gus Edwards. But with the injury to Raheem Mostert, Joe, who's the guy you like in that backfield of San Francisco?
I mean, it's got to be Jerick McKinnon, I would imagine. I agree. McKinnon got the bulk of the work when he was gone. But I do like Jeff Wilson in a supporting role.
Right. He's injured, too. He's banged up, I think.
He's banged up. You don't know what he's going to do. So I prefer McKinnon right now. But, you know, Wilson could see some action if he's active in that game.
They had the rookie, Jamichael Hasty, active. He got 9 carries. Looked pretty fast. And then the other is Tevin Coleman, who's eligible to come off the IR soon. Mm-hmm. Shanahan loves using Tevin Coleman.
So
as soon as that guy's available, he's gonna throw a monkey wrench into the works there. So, but I think this week it'd be Jerick McKinnon, like you said.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And moving on to wide receivers to claim there on waivers.
Yeah,
no,
good names Williams, out there, Joe.
Preston Williams available in a lot of leagues.
Yeah,
he's stepping it up. I mean, obviously they got the bye week coming up, so he's not going to be the top priority for this week,
right?
But I think Travis Fulgham has to be towards the top of that list because he's been heavily targeted by Carson Wentz. He went up and got a late touchdown in that game against the Ravens. Very impressive catch.
Yeah.
The kid really has the real deal.
Yeah. Another guy who came up big, Joe, was my wide receiver pick of the week, Christian Kirk, and your sleeper of the week.
Yeah, 2 touchdowns, right, Tooch?
He was shot out of a cannon, 80-yard touchdown.
Dude is a beast. I love what I saw out of Kirk. I think he's going to be a great start the rest of the way.
Yeah, and you know, this is a great opportunity. He looks finally healthy. So this is a great opportunity. If you picked him up last week on my recommendation, you're happily rewarded. If you didn't, you're gonna fight some people today for the waiver wire. But here's the deal. You saw how the Cowboys played DeAndre Hopkins. All the attention went to Hopkins in that game. So they left Christian Kirk, you know, one-on-one a lot of times.
And Larry Fitz. Larry Fitz
had Larry Fitz
in that game too.
Right. So the focus went on to Hopkins.
Hopkins and off of everybody else.
And Christian Kirk is that field stretcher the offense needs. The defenses have to watch out for. So I think you'll see some more big games from Christian Kirk in the future.
I agree. Another guy I really like, Tooch, and he seems to come on strong, is Tim Patrick.
Mm-hmm. He just keeps doing it, Joe.
He's out there, and he keeps doing it, and he's a guy that needs to be owned in every single league because I think he's going to have a great end of this – well, second half of the season.
He's got size. He's got speed. Now, the kid's 6'4", 212, something like that, 220 maybe. He just goes up and gets it. You know, he's like that. That's what we thought Cortland Sutton was going to be doing all year. You know, Tim Patrick has really filled into that role. They didn't miss much. You know, now the Noah Fant comes back, that might, you know, sap into his targets a little bit. But
oh, sure.
This Tim Patrick is a guy that people are going to ignore this week, and somebody who's maybe didn't put in a waiver claim can come and just grab him the next day without, you know, losing their place in the waiver process. So I think that might be a good strategy too. But if T. Higgins is out there, Joe, and I don't think he is, but man, he's getting close to 10 targets a game.
You know? I mean, if for some reason he's out there, he's available. It's apparently in a lot of leagues, 34% of leagues or so he's available. So if you're any chance you can get T. Higgins, go get him.
So these guys like Fulgham, Patrick, Christian Kirk, T. Higgins, and the next guy you're about to talk about, Keelan Cole, who had a bunch of targets. DJ Chark had 14 targets in that game. We all thought he was injured. You know, he didn't do much with 14 targets, but another guy who's been doing it is Keelan Cole. I think he had 100 yards again this week.
He looks great.
So opposite of DJ Chark, Keelan Cole. So Fulgham, Patrick, Kirk, Higgins, Cole. Who's your number one out of that group? And we'll talk about some of the other guys.
I mean, I think if Higgins is available, he's probably the number one, but he probably is not in your league.
I agree.
I would say probably then Christian Kirk.
Okay, I'm with you there. It's either Kirk or Fulgham, and then Patrick Cole. And then you've got some guys. You had DeSean Jackson, who might be coming back soon.
Yeah, him and Alshon are potentially coming back for Thursday night. Keep your eye on the injury report. Obviously, the guy you want there is probably Alshon if he plays, but D-Jax could help you out if you're in a bind. But same thing with Adam Humphries, too. That's a guy who's available in a lot of leagues.
Yep. He's, you know, he produces. He's producing just like Cole Beasley. They're kind of the same player, you know, Humphries and Beasley.
Probably available.
They're both like the shifty, smaller slot receivers, you know, that just get, you know, seven targets in the slot, you know, come up with like six catches for 60 yards and maybe a touchdown. And that can like make your week, you know, just put you enough over, you know, where your flex guy outscores your opponent's flex guy.
Excellent.
It is excellent. We talked wide receivers too. So let's get into tight end.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about injuries after this, but Dallas Goedert probably going to be one of the top waiver claims this week, Tooch.
Is he out there?
He's available in a lot of leagues. He's not available in all leagues.
Right.
But because he's been on IR for so long, he's been dropped by some people. But Goedert, eligible to come off of IR this week. Not sure if he's actually going to play on Thursday. It's probably too short of a week for him, but he will be back soon. And we'll talk about it in a bit, but Zach Ertz hurt, likely to be headed to IR. So that means Goddard's going to be the guy. So you want to get your claim in for him if he's available.
Yeah. And you got Gronk.
Gronk available. Yeah.
Came up big. I mean, the Packers are terrible against the tight end, though, I think, right? So, I mean, I had him as a sit last week, and that was a big miss. So I apologize for that call. Gronk looks so slow. I mean, he was getting no separation. Yeah. I think he was getting 1 yard of separation, which was like the smallest in the league. You know, he wasn't alone, but I mean, I just thought that Gronkowski, you know, was just probably not gonna do much, you know. But I'm wrong. Maybe he looked a little rejuvenated. Maybe he's just getting back into the swing of playing. It took him 6 weeks.
Could be playing, you know? Shape. Yeah, swinging things.
Yeah, he wouldn't be my top grab, but.
No, I'd say probably my top grab, too, is probably going to be Austin Hooper.
I agree. That'd be mine, too.
You know, he's looked great. That team's starting to throw it together somehow.
Yeah. Yep. He's heavily targeted the past two games.
Very heavily targeted, too. And they play the Bengals this week. So you gotta love him.
I love it. Love it. How about the next guy? Very large man, Joe.
I was going to say, why don't you talk about the next guy? Because he's a guy you've been talking about the last couple of weeks.
Darren Fells on the Texans. He's 6'7", 260. This is a very big guy. But he's an older player. I know he came from basketball, you know, and played football. I think he's 35. But he's a big man. And, you know, last year he had a lot of touchdowns. You know, didn't produce a lot of yards. He was just the red zone target for Deshaun Watson. So, the tight end is a wasteland. I mean, you've got Kelsey. And you got Darren Waller, and then you got a lot of guys who are kind of struggling to get up there, like, you know, Mark Andrews and Jonnu Smith, who's been pretty good, you know. And then you got Robert Tonyan. you got guys there, but you know, I mean, like I tell you, you get like four or five catches and a touchdown, you're probably going to be in the top 10 of tight ends for the week. It doesn't take much to get in the top 10. So I'm sorry. I left out Kelsey, Kettle, and Waller. If you don't have any of those three guys, you're kind of struggling to keep up. Mark Anderson has been, you know, a little not as good as last year.
Roller coaster.
So, but Waller, Kittle, and Kelsey are producing as they should. I mean, we lost a few games to injury with Kittle, but he looks like he's back into beast mode. So, Dallas Goedert, though, is a guy who could pop into that top four, top five. You know,
could be a game changer. Got,
if he didn't get injured, I guarantee we'd be including him in that list. You know?
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you there. And
very talented.
There's three more tight ends on this list that could help you out. Trey Burton for the Colts. He's on a bye.
Look at the way they're using him, Joe.
Yeah, they're using him the way that the Bears were.
The Bears wanted to. He's running the ball from the backfield. He's split out as a wide receiver, and he's playing tight end. You know, he got a goal line carry. You know, so yeah, I mean
he's the guy you want down there now.
He's on a bye this week though, so he's probably somebody
not going to help you this week.
Not going to help you this week, but somebody will be smart to grab him. Because, like I said, tight end's a wasteland. If you can pick him up now and hold him for next week, a lot of people can't because of the buys, you know. But Trey Burton is interesting. I just can he stay healthy?
Yeah. And then another guy, we'll talk about his injury counterpart here, but Jonnu Smith got banged up for the Titans.
Yeah.
So cue in Anthony Firkser, Tooch.
Yeah, and he looked good. You know, I'm just I had Jonnu Smith. Yeah. I had Jonnu Smith. Starting, I think he was going against you and went out injured. Firkser took all of his points. Otherwise, I would probably.
3 points.
Yeah, 6 points. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, otherwise, I think I would have had that game. But, you know, he's interesting. You know,
yeah.
This is a guy you could probably.
He's really talented.
I don't think anybody will put in a waiver claim. I mean,
probably not.
Wait till Thursday and just pick him up, you know, without. Losing your process in the waiver. And then Gerald Everett we got. I don't remember what if he did much this week, Joe. I don't.
Oh, he had some yardage. I think he had like 60-something yardage.
I know Woods and Reynolds had touchdowns for the Rams.
Everett's been more targeted than Higbee. So I think he's the guy you probably want down there. So he could be worth an ad, especially in a bye week blues.
Absolutely.
And then defensive teams, you can use stream for a bye week, Tooch. You got Eagles, Giants on Thursday night. I think either of those defenses could be a good streamer.
Yeah.
I expect there to be a lot of turnovers in that game.
Yep.
And then the Washington football team could be a decent start, Tooch. You know, they have a game against Dallas who's been turning over the ball like crazy.
Mm.
And then last but not least, the Browns could be a good defensive team this week playing against the Bengals or the Bungles.
And, you know, because they were on a bye last week, the Chargers are available in one of the leagues. You know,
they are. If they're available, they're worth a pickup as well.
That's a good defense. So,
yeah. Tooch, before we move into injuries.
Yes.
We got a couple questions in the chat. We're going to go ahead and answer them now. David Earls wants to know, Robert Tonyan or Eric Ebron?
I would go Tonyan.
Tonyan's got a great matchup against the Texans, who are horrendous against the tight end. I'm going Tonyan all day.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans also are terrible against the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But I just the Steelers just aren't weapons. The Steelers aren't using him. They're using Chase Claypool more like the tight end. Yeah. So I'm probably going to go with Tonyan.
I agree. And then BRXNSYN says, should I even trade for Darren Waller if I have Jonnu Smith? Is it an upgrade?
Yeah, it's an upgrade. Well, I mean, a healthy Jonnu Smith and Waller are close, though. I mean, but you're not getting a healthy Jonnu Smith because he's injured right now. He's got an ankle, you know, that could linger the whole season.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, which is sad because I have him, you know, in a couple leagues, you know. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go out and find somebody on the waiver wire. But it's going to be hard to pry away Darren Waller from any fantasy managers. Like we said,
I mean,
he's one of like three guys in tight end that are, you know, locked in.
And he's legit their number one wide receiver. I mean, really, if you think about it, he's their number one target. So he's definitely an upgrade for me. If you could pull off a trade, I think it'd be worth it.
Yep.
But Tooch, let's move into injuries. So there were a few injuries this week, Tooch. But for the first time in forever, there was no quarterback injuries.
Right. Very good. We still have Baker Mayfield with those ribs, but he's going to play. By all accounts, he'll be ready to play the Bengals.
He should be. And at running back is where it gets a little questionable. We got a couple guys banged up.
Yeah.
You got Joe Mixon. He's got an ankle injury. Questionable going into this week.
Yeah, you probably won't see him practice till Friday.
Yeah, you won't know. We won't know if he's playing until Saturday, probably.
Yep.
And this so you got to watch out for Mixon. He's going to be out. I mean, he's going to be questionable. But the guy that we know is going to be out is Miles Sanders. He's dealing with a knee injury. The latest news is he's going to be out 2 or more weeks. So it's very possible he ends up on IR, Tooch.
Him and the next guy were really looking good, Joe.
Yeah, the IR twins. Raheem Mostert, again, getting hurt for the 49ers.
Yep.
Dealt with an ankle injury.
He's got the same injury McCaffrey has.
Yeah, he came back too early, and then they let him play again in the second half. He couldn't continue. Yep. He's expected to go on IR and miss at least 3 weeks.
Pick up Jerick McKinnon or stash Tevin Coleman, like we said earlier.
Yeah, I guess either guy worth it 100%. Yep. Mark Ingram also got banged up, Tooch. He's got an ankle injury. He departed that game. There's no time frame yet for him, but I expect he's probably going to be out for a few weeks with all the weapons that they have.
J.K. Dobbins looks to us. This is his chance to, you know, break out like Swift.
Yeah, Dobbins, and then Gus Edwards could be worth an ad as well.
Yeah, Gus Edwards, you know, he's steady and reliable for the Ravens, so you imagine he's going to get a lot of – his carries are going to go up. Man, you might see a 50-50 split, you know, but Dobbins could. a good receiver out of the backfield.
Oh, he is. He's a very good receiver out of the backfield. And another one of the best running backs in football is about ready to come off of IR, Tooch. Christian McCaffrey, eligible to come off of IR starting this week. Possible return next Thursday night versus the Falcons. So
I don't think you'll see him. I don't think you'll see him Sunday. It would be, I mean, bring him back this week and then he's got to play the Falcons on Thursday. I don't see it. I think you're going to see Mike Davis on Sunday. And maybe you'll see McCaffrey a week from Thursday.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Mike Davis because, you know, he's got a pretty good matchup against the Saints, and it gives McCaffrey one more week. But then hopefully they can get a win and keep him, you know, keep him competitive. So see what happens there. Dalvin Cook still out, Tooch, on IR. Possibly
they're on a bye.
Yeah, I'm sorry, he's not on IR, but they're on a bye, and he might come back next week. But
week 8, you gotta wait and see.
And then, of course, Austin Ekeler, Tooch, he's dealing with a hamstring tear.
Yeah.
He's been on IR.
Painful.
Expect him to be out. Very painful injury. He's probably going to miss at least a month more, 4 to 6 weeks most likely.
Yeah.
That really hurts fantasy owners right there.
It does. It does. He was starting to really break out too. That's why I'm recommending Justin Jackson, because you got I know you're splitting time with Joshua Kelly. Joshua Kelly's a rookie. You know, like I said last week, Justin Jackson been in the system longer, a little better at pass protection. He's a good receiver, too, out of the backfield as well. Kelly also pretty good receiver. You've got the arm of Justin Herbert that opens up that run game. So I like Jackson. I know you like Boston Scott. They're both – I mean – to me, the situation, I think, a little bit better. I think the offensive line looked better than the Eagles' offensive line. But Boston Scott's an interesting player. He's very shifty, you know, hard runner.
Yeah, I like him too. And last but not least on this injury list too, Nick Chubb dealing with an MCL sprain still.
Yeah.
He's expected to miss another month or so. So
keep
things going with Kareem Hunt and Dearness Johnson. And moving into tight end injuries, to
wide receivers, sir.
Or I'm sorry, I skipped right over that.
Should we do? Yeah,
we'll go into wide receivers. Devontae Parker dealing with a groin injury, Tooch.
Yeah.
He always is injured, and groin injuries are really tough for wide receivers, likely to miss 1 to 2 weeks.
They're on a bye this week. You might see him, not this week, but next week. You might, depending on how that groin responds to treatment.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to wait and see there. Devontae is always rushing back from injury, so they're going to be cautious with him.
Right.
Another big name, Michael Thomas, the number one wide receiver in football last season, dealing with an ankle injury, but he should be back this week, Tooch.
Right.
Give the Saints offense a big shot in the arm.
Yeah, the Panthers, they're playing the Panthers, so and Panthers are they're not that great a defense. If he's healthy, it'll be a great shot to, you know, fire him up.
Yeah, I love him this week.
Fantasy managers are anxious to get him out there. So, I mean,
know I am.
Yeah, the Panthers going on the road, I think this is a good spot for Thomas to light them up.
For sure. Then Keenan Allen, Tooch, he's been dealing with back spasms during the bye week. But yeah, it looks like he's going to be questionable going into this game. All signs point towards him probably playing here, but you know, keep an eye on that injury report. I love Keenan Allen if he plays this week.
Mike Williams, if he's still out there, I don't know.
He's available in a lot of leagues too.
If he's available in a lot of leagues, man, I like Williams, man. He might shoot to the top of my list there for picking up wide receivers. Him, yeah, and T.
Mike
Higgins.
Williams is available. Go get him. I like him as well. Deontay Johnson also injured for the Steelers, dealing with a back injury, still questionable. Poor guy can't get healthy. Don't know what's going to happen with him, Tooch.
Yeah, and you know, Chase Claypool really making the most of that opportunity. Had another touchdown this week.
Yeah.
Looked good. So all the folks who had high hopes for Deontay Johnson, you know, grabbing him in the 9th, 10th round. He looked great the first week and a half. And since then has not been able to get on the field.
Yeah, not so good now. Sterling Shepard, though, a guy that looks like he's going to be coming back, Tooch.
Yeah.
Dealing with a toe injury. He's questionable, but he's been practicing all week. He's likely to return this Thursday night versus the Eagles. So if he plays, I have no hesitation firing up Sterling Shepard.
Well, like Deontay Johnson, he was their leading receiver for the first week.
Right.
And then went out with that turf toe. It was the most targeted in that game and most receptions. So if he's out there, it might be a sneaky pickup, Joe.
Same for sure. And then same thing with Alshon Jeffrey, guy, you know, dealing with that foot injury, him and DeSean Jackson. DeSean's got a hamstring injury. They're both questionable going into this game, but either guy, you know, if it looks like they're trending towards playing, they both could be a good addition.
They're both always injured, you know,
always. So that's rough, but either guy could help you this week. And then,
yeah,
last but not least, Sammy Watkins still dealing with a hamstring injury. He's questionable for this week. The big hot pickup last week was Mecole Hardman, and he put up a big goose egg.
Yeah, and I think, didn't I kind of say, like, it seems like DeMarcus Robinson might be the guy that gets, you know, lead.
Yeah,
he led the team, you know, and he led the team in targets and receptions. But I know. It's just like you want to pick up Hardman and let him do all that damage, you know, get you like 100 yards on 4 catches and a touchdown. And you end up with like DeMarcus Robinson, 9 catches for 61 yards or something,
then,
you know.
Then Kelsey has 2 touchdowns. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Tooch, why don't you walk us through the tight end injuries?
Right, you got Zach Ertz, who is injured and bad. So,
yeah.
Droppable, Joe, Zach Ertz?
I mean, especially with the fact that now he's got that ankle injury, probably going to go on IR and miss 3 to 4 weeks. I would say Zach Ertz is droppable.
I would agree. And I'm going to say, I mean, look, if Dallas Goedert is coming back, the only way Ertz is going to be valuable, again, for tight end fantasy relevance is if Goedert gets injured, you know, and
right.
And even with Goedert injured, he wasn't doing anything. So, I mean, maybe with Alshon Jeffrey and Folgum and Jackson back and, you know, he might come back, but he's injured. So I would say I'd rather stream tight ends. So if you're having second thoughts about, oh, I know you invested a 5th, 6th round pick in Ertz. You know,
it's not worth the headache, man.
You know, take the L.
Yeah,
take the L. Right.
Drop him down, save yourself.
Yeah. And then you got Jonnu Smith. He's got an ankle sprain, could be back. He's questionable. Let's to watch the see if he's practicing Friday. Mm. And then you got Noah Fant, who's doubtful. He's also has an ankle. And you got Goedert with an ankle. A lot of ankles, Joe.
Yeah.
He's out probably one more game. Most likely. So, and then Tyler Eifert has a neck injury. He's still questionable.
Again with the neck. That guy can't catch a break. I feel so bad for him.
Yep.
And that's everything for weight. I'm sorry, for injuries, Tooch. And then we got a question in the chat.
All right.
No, from Noah. Should I trade Mahomes for Aaron Jones?
Oh, Aaron Jones or Julio Jones?
Can you confirm which Jones you're talking about, Noah? I assumed it was Aaron based off of fantasy value.
Well, it wasn't. Julio looked pretty good last week.
Julio did look good last week, too. So let us know in the chat room. Either way, it depends on who your other quarterback is. So let us know who else you got.
Right. Because Mahomes, he's a guy that you just plug in and don't worry about. You're not taking him out until bye. You know, wide receivers you can find, you know, or running backs are scarce. So I understand if you want to updates on Chubb. Chubb is going to be out for 4 to 6 more weeks. So sorry, Ron.
The L sprain. Sorry, Ron. It looks like he's going to be out for a while longer. But appreciate you tuning in, brother. But Tooch, what do you say we take a dive into this week's fantasy gold?
Oh, yes.
And they are. Here they are.
There they are.
So the number one game here, Tooch, this is a finger-licking good matchup. The Battle of the Birds, Seahawks at Cardinals. I mean, I don't know how many points this over and under is going to be set at, but I'm taking the over.
It's got to be at least 54, 55.
I would imagine it's probably 55, maybe 56 and a half.
Yeah, yep, yeah. You got to get everybody into this game. I'm looking at, you know, the Seahawks are bad against the pass. Cardinals defense has been playing a little bit better. I mean, they shut down the Cowboys, but of course, I mean, it's the Cowboys' first game with Andy Dalton, you know, starting. You got to figure that there was, you know, some kinks to work out. But the Seahawks, you're firing up Wilson and Carson and Metcalf and Lockett. And I think Will Disley had a touchdown last week, so watch out. My guy, Joe.
Your buddy, your favorite
He might be back. I know they got Greg Olsen there too, but and then the Cardinals, man. You saw Christian Kirk. He's got a good matchup this week. The Seahawks are not good against the pass.
Kyler Murray, my number one ranked quarterback this week on fantasy
there
football.
There you go. Yes.
Great matchup. Boom.
Seahawks aren't bad against the run, though, you know. So, I mean, just take that in consideration with Kenyon Drake had a big game. He was playing against the Cowboys. The Cowboys are, you know, we found out who the tomato cans were. You know, it's the Cowboys and the Jets, the Jaguars, right? And the Falcons and the Vikings. They got no defense.
Yeah, I even like Chase Edmonds in this one too, Tooch.
Yeah, if the Aaron out, he didn't do much this week. Kyler Murray, like you said, he's got targets like Fitzgerald, Hopkins, and Kirk.
Yeah, and you're firing up all those guys except for maybe Fitzgerald, but
yeah,
that's a great game right there. But Packers at Texans could be another explosive game too.
Yes, Aaron, yes.
Packers, you know, Deshaun Watson, both those guys you're going to play. Robert Tonyan, a tight end for the Packers, I think is a top five tight end start this week.
Davante Adams.
Of course, Davante and Aaron Jones.
Yep.
And the Texans side of the ball. You know, I like David Johnson this week too.
Right.
And Brandon Cook starting to turn it on. You know, there's a lot of great options in this one.
Yep. Then you've got Darren Fells. We mentioned him. He's got a good matchup against the Packers at tight end. If you're streaming tight ends. You know, Tonyan and Fells in this game. Aaron Rodgers was embarrassed in that last game. So you got to figure he's going to be back with a vengeance. You know, the Texans had that questionable two-point call. Got up by 7. They went for 2. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a little bit of a head-scratcher. But anyways, the other games, Lions at Falcons, Joe.
Oh, Kenny Galladay, one of the top receiver threats this week. I think I have him. I don't know. My rankings are out on fantasyfootballgoon.com right now. You can go and double check where we got him ranked at wide receiver. I'm pulling it up right now. I got him ranked at number 3. Kenny Galladay, all the running backs for the Lions, you know, DeAndre Swift, Adrian Peterson, Matt Ryan. These are even Marvin Jones, I like this week, Tooch.
Yep, get him in there. This is a good if you're desperate. Marvin Jones, he's got a great matchup. I mean, the Falcons, they're terrible. They're last in the league against the wide receiver
and the tight end. They're not good against the tight end either. T.J. Hockenson, a great start.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that last game against the Vikings, the Falcons and the Vikings. Everybody had a good game, you know. From if a cousin started out terrible, he ended up finishing up with like 29 fantasy points, which is not bad. Matt Ryan exploded. Julio exploded. Justin Jefferson. You know, Thielen got in on a touchdown. Even Ridley had a decent game. So, and Hayden Hurst had a touchdown wide open on the sideline.
Every piece of that game.
Yep.
Fire them all up. And same thing with Buccaneers, Raiders. Derek Carr and the boys coming off of their bye. You know, Darren Waller. Henry Ruggs, I like a lot in this game as well, who's going to get some single coverage.
Yeah.
On the Bucs side of the ball, you're firing up your guys. You're firing up Brady, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Ronald Jones. But it looks like Leonard Fournette's not going to be playing again, Tuch.
Okay. And Ronald Jones, fire him up, man. That's Gruden against his old team, right, Joe?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good matchup. Josh Jacobs, of course, the Buccaneers, pretty good against the run. But you're not sitting Jacobs that out, I don't think, right?
No. You got to fire up Jacobs because he's just been so good.
Yeah, and then the last game is the Giants at the Eagles, which another game we had talked about was the Chiefs and Broncos. But I just don't like the Broncos to put up much points. Chiefs defense is no pushover. I mean – They're a good defense. They really hold the quarterback and wide receivers down. Pass defense is good on the Chiefs. You know, the defensive coordinators blitzes more than anybody else in the league. So the Chiefs, you're always starting your guys.
Yeah.
You know, but Giants and Eagles, I think, has a more potential for both teams to score, you know, 20, 30 points each.
Yeah, I like both running backs. I like Devontae Freeman for the Giants. I like Boston Scott for the Eagles. And I like, the tight ends for the Giants. I like in this one. The Eagles very bad against the tight end. Evan Engram should have a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good call. This is if Evan Engram doesn't do anything in this game, consider dropping him.
But then on the Eagles side of the ball, too, Travis Fulgham should have a great game again.
Yep. And then you got to consider Boston Scott. I mean, the Giants have been pretty good against the run, though. That's the thing. Their run defense has not been bad. And, of course, they've got one good cornerback who shuts guys down, James Bradbury. I mean, temper your expectations a little bit.
Absolutely, man. But those are the fantasy gold games. Lots of points to go around between all those, Tuch. And let's get into our start and sit for the week. How about it? Let's
all right, yes.
Quarterback plus matchups.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about Kyler Murray going against the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
So good with his legs and with his arm.
Yep.
Looks so fast. I love Kyler. A guy that hasn't been on this list for a while, too. It's Drew Brees. I like him against the Panthers.
Coming off the bye. Sean Payton got time to game plan against the Panthers.
Yeah, so look for
Brees. I like it. If he's got Michael Thomas back, even better.
I'm with you. And your guy, Josh Allen, has a great matchup against the Jets.
Destruction.
Look for him to put up big, big numbers. If you're going against Josh Allen, I'd be scared.
Last time, big game. Last time, I think it was week one or two against the Jets. Over 300 yards and three touchdowns for Josh Allen. I think he ran one in too. So big game coming for Josh Allen.
Same thing with Aaron Rodgers against the Texans. Just
yes,
they can't defend anybody in the secondary. Big day for A. Rodgers. And same thing with his counterpart in this game, Deshaun Watson. A great game against the Packers defense, too.
I like the outlook for Watson for the rest of the year. Their schedule eases up a little bit. And, man, you saw last week where it just lit it up. He just lighting it up. Right. Man.
Another guy that lit it up last week was Matt Ryan.
Yep.
He's got another great matchup against the Lions. Look for him to
go
deep often and have a big day.
Yeah, even Matt Stafford is a good matchup against the Falcons. So
yeah, I know there's a lot of good matchups this week. I could only put something in here, but I do agree. I like Stafford. I even put Daniel Jones in here too because he's got a matchup against the Eagles, who've been not not very good on defense, and he's got some of his weapons coming back. So I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, and last week he almost rushed for 100 yards, Jones.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, you got Russ Wilson.
Yeah, you don't got to tell you guys to start.
Fire him up against the Cardinals, man.
And at running back, there's just so many good matchups this week, too. You got the Bills yes. running back against the Jets, like we mentioned.
Yep. Singletary. Zach Wilson should be back.
And Singletary, yeah.
Yep.
Love that. And then a guy who had fumbleitis last night, Tooch. Zeke Elliott had a rough night, but he's going to bounce back in a big way this week against yes. the Washington football team. He's going to come out fired up, and I think he's going to have a monster game.
Yeah, and, you know, through thick and thin, you're playing Zeke.
Yeah,
you drafted him top three, so like him to bounce back too.
For sure. And then you got those Lions running backs too, going against the Falcons. DeAndre Swift, Adrian Peterson. These guys just going to have a great matchup, going to get a yep. lot of work. That's how they're going to win that game. So I like both of those guys to start in this game.
Yep, the Chargers running backs versus the Jaguars, who the Lions beat up on last week. You know, Swift had over 100 yards. Yep. He had over 150 yards versus the Jaguars. The Jaguars can't stop any man on defense. They're one of the tomato cans. And then the Browns running backs versus the Bengals at Kareem Hunt and Dearness Jackson, Johnson. Those should be good matchup for them.
I like it. Let's move on to wide receiver matchups. We talked about this Cardinals-Seahawks game. I like the Cardinals wideouts. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, you know, even Larry Fitzgerald in a limited role. I like Andy Isabella, who's been kind of popping speed and showing that he can make some great catches. I like all the wide receivers for the Cardinals, Tooch.
Right. There was some mix-up with the route he ran and then ended up getting benched after that. You didn't see him again after that. I don't know if you caught that. Andy Isabella.
I did not catch that one.
Okay. You didn't see him like late second half of the game, but
he's the fastest wideout on that team.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. He's raw. Give him another year though. You might be talking about him next year too.
Oh yeah.
And then you got Packers wide receivers versus the Texans.
Yeah. I mean, what more do we have to say? I love Rodgers in this game. I think he's going to go crazy.
Yeah, got to love Davante Adams in this game too.
Oh, yeah. It's my
– Aaron Jones, you know, out of the backfield. They're starting to get Jamal Williams involved a little bit more, which is probably frustrating for Jones owners. But yeah. This sounds like a good game for Jones.
For sure.
Good matchup.
Then we got the Browns wideouts too against the Bengals. You got Odell, Jarvis Landry. You know, I expect them to all to have a nice day.
I like the Bengals wide receivers too. I mean, like I said, Joe Burrow threw the ball 61 times the last time these two teams played.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. He's definitely going to chuck it up there a lot.
I don't know if he'll throw it 60 times again, but 50 times isn't out of the question. I mean, if you got Bengals wide receivers, one or two of them. You know, you gotta like the fact that you may get 10 of those fifth targets.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, brother. And then to close things out for wide receivers, you got the Lions going against the Falcons. I love all their wideouts: Galladay, Marvin Jones,
and Danny Amendola and Hockenson. Get them in there.
And then for the Bills going against the Jets. Cole Beasley, Stephon Diggs. I mean, you yep. want all these guys rolling.
Yep, John Brown and Gabriel Davis, if you're desperate. I think John Brown is out there available in a lot of leagues.
He is, a lot of leagues.
So, that might not be a bad waiver pickup. You know, he did some damage beginning of the season before he got banged up. But and then you got tight ends plus matchups, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers tight ends against the Texans. I love Robert Tonyan.
Yep.
I mean, this is a guy that, you know, could be a top five tight end when all said and done.
The Cowboys tight ends versus the football team.
Dalton Schultz.
Yep, Dalton Schultz did some damage last game. Giants tight ends versus the Eagles. We're looking for Evan Engram to put up or shut up. Bucks tight ends. You know, I talked about Rob Gronkowski, and I think this would be a good matchup for him.
Yeah, or can upgrade if you're desperate.
You got Hockenson, who looks like he's the red zone, you know, inside the goal line and red zone target for the Lions. So was my tight end pick last week, who ended up getting a touchdown. And like we said, if you get, you know, one touchdown and you're in the top 10, 15 tight ends for the week. So
absolutely, brother. And let's get to our starts of the week, Tooch. At quarterback last week, I had Kirk Cousins as my start of the week. That was a massive miss.
He didn't do that bad.
He cleaned up towards the end, but
yeah, he had made good in garbage time.
Yeah, so I mean, it was a miss, but it wasn't a massive miss, I guess.
I don't know. It was kind of a, you know, small hit.
Yeah, I suppose I'll take the credit. But Tooch, you hit it big. You said Matt Ryan versus the Vikings last week.
Big game for Matt. Came out firing, and you know, nearly 400 yards, and I only had 3 or 4 touchdowns. So it was big, big game for Matt.
And this week, too, I'm going to take Baker Mayfield versus the Bengals as my start of the week at quarterback. I just think he's going to have a big day.
Right, and I'm going with his opponent, Joe Burrow versus the Browns. Like I said, threw the ball 60 times last time. Let's see what they do again this week. Could be a shootout, Joe.
Yeah, could be.
I know the Browns don't like to throw it that much, but I think they're starting to throw it more. I mean, at the beginning of the season, they ran it more with Chubb and Hunt. But as you see, like Hunt, he's not 100%. So they're starting to get Landry's back. He looks like he's feeling better. And you got Odell. You got Austin Hooper starting to get involved. So that, yeah. I think you'll see Mayfield throw a little bit more. I just hope, you know, that rib injury doesn't affect him too much.
Yeah, I hope not either. But moving on to our running back start of the week, too. Last week, I said David Johnson versus the Titans. He had a touchdown, I think around 15 fantasy points. And Tooch, who'd you pick last week?
I had James Robinson versus the Lions. I guess it's a hit. He was okay. He scored. Yep. And didn't have a gigantic game like some of the other running backs, like Derrick Henry and Kenyon Drake. But again, pick your opponents, and you know, you'll see the results. Pick your opponents wisely.
Yeah, who you got this week for your start of the week at running back?
This week I'm going with Justin Jackson versus the Jaguars. You saw DeAndre Swift put a hurting on the Jaguars last week. I like the Chargers and Justin Jackson coming out of the bye to put a hurt on the Jaguars, who are traveling all the way across country to face the Chargers.
I can see that, brother. I love it. And I'm going to go with Devontae Freeman, who's looked really good going against the Eagles on Thursday night. That Eagles run defense has not been good. Devontae Freeman's not just going to run. He's going to catch passes too. I think he's going to be an all-around threat in this game, and I look for him to have one of the few good games on Thursday night by a running back.
All right. Like it. He looked all right last week. You know, he's clearly their best running back. He gets almost all the touches, so.
And then moving on to wide receiver, too. Last week, I picked Laviska Shenault as my start versus the Lions. It was a big miss. He only had 4 fantasy points. So I apologize to everybody. But, Tooch, you hit it out of the park.
Yep, Christian Kirk. Like I said, he had the matchup. Big day. One of the top wide receivers. So Christian Kirk, again, a guy you're going to want to pick up on the waiver wire. Last year came close to having 1,000 yards.
Yeah. So, and then last week, Tooch, to tight end. This week, who you picking this week for your wide receiver?
I'll go with Scary Terry versus the Cowboys. I'm picking guys against the Cowboys. So I'll take Terry McLaurin versus the Cowboys. If you've been disappointed with Terry, he's getting the targets. He's just not getting the catches. He's got uneven quarterback play. But come on, we're talking about the Cowboys. You know, he's going to get separation. Let's just get him the ball, Kyle Allen.
I'm with you. And I'm going with Kenny Galladay versus the Falcons. I think he's going to have a huge day.
Yep.
So you don't even have to tell. I mean, they're talking about getting him a contract extension already. So I'm sure, especially if he gets paid this week, he'll probably be a happy man and can go off.
Yep.
And tight end, too. Last week, I picked John U. Smith against Houston. He got banged up. That was a big miss.
I mean, he went out injured. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but you hit it out of the park again.
Got Hockenson. I said he'd probably get a touchdown. I mean, you know, I think he only had one catch and a touchdown. But like I said, that's enough to put you in, you know, put you in for tight ends, at least to get you a decent week from your tight end.
For sure, brother. I mean, tight end, it doesn't take much. But this week at tight end, Tooch, I am going to go with Robert Tonyan on Green on the Packers versus the Texans. No one, they cannot cover the tight end. And he's going to have a lot of empty room with Davante Adams getting double coverage.
I like it. I like it. Yep. And you saw Anthony Firkser have a huge day against the Texans. So,
yeah.
My guy's Austin Hooper versus the Bengals, who's starting to get involved in this. He's been getting the targets. Let's just see if he and Baker Mayfield can hook up in what I expect will be a pretty high-scoring game.
For sure, man. Let's move into our sits of the week. Last week, too, I took Joe Burrow versus the Colts. That was a miss. He had a really good first half and a decent second half, but still he had a decent game, so I missed on that one.
I missed, too. I had sit Rob Gronkowski versus the Packers. I thought the Packers would play a little harder on defense. They got punched in the mouth, and Gronkowski – like I said, I'm still not seeing a lot of separation with Gronkowski, but he and Brady are finding a way like they have over the years. They're a combination of quarterback and receiver that have, they're in the top five of all time for quarterback to receiver hookups. So
life finds a way.
Yep. They found a way. So I mean, what's your outlook for Gronkowski rest of season?
You know, I think he's going to be a solid tight end. I think he'll probably finish just inside the top 10, but I don't think he's going to be a beast every week. I think he's worth starting on a spot starts as a secondary tight end.
Tight end is a wasteland, so, I mean, you can do a lot worse. So
I agree, Tooch, but who do you have this week as your sit of the week?
This week I'm going to sit Gardner Minshew versus the Chargers. I love that Chargers defense coming off the bye. I don't like Minshew traveling all this way. But, I mean, the kid still, he can make plays, but I think he's going to make some mistakes, too, against that defense. That's a good pass defense on the Chargers, and they have a decent pass rush. I'm going to sit Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, I'm going to sit a quarterback as well. I'm going to sit Jared Goff versus the Bears. That Bears defense has been on fire the last couple weeks. It's secondary looking really good. So I'm sitting Jared Goff against the Bears. They have his number, it seems, as of late.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they embarrassed him last year. So
embarrassed him.
Yeah, that was a very bad game for Jared Goff last year. Let's see how the Bears do at Los Angeles.
For sure. And before we close things out, we'll talk about our super sleeper of the week, Tooch. Last week, my super sleeper was Christian Kirk versus Dallas. That was a huge hit. As we mentioned, he had a huge game. Hopefully you listened to both of us because we both hit it. Tooch, who was your super sleeper last week?
I had Irv Smith of the Vikings who came through for you if you started. You streamed a tight end. That was a super sleeper, Joe.
Yeah,
how did he do?
Irv Smith did pretty good for a guy that nobody knows about.
Yep.
I'm pulling up his exact stats right now because I got a text from our listener, Nate Billhorn.
Oh.
He's like, I picked up Irv listening to your show. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Nice.
Irv Smith put up 11 fantasy points.
Good.
55 yards receiving on 4 catches, and he caught a 2-point conversion, Tooch.
There we go. Not bad.
So Irv getting involved. But Tooch, who is your super sleeper of this week?
I'm going to stay hot with Anthony Firkser versus the Steelers and hope, he gets some action. You have to check and see if if Jonnu Smith is not playing. If Smith is not playing, I like Firkser to, you know, get some play.
I like that. That could be real sneaky. Could be definitely a guy worth adding right now. And my sleeper, my super sleeper of the week, too, just Scotty Miller of the Buccaneers going against the Raiders. Mm. I imagine he's going to work out of the slot. He might see a lot of throws from Tom Brady. I think he could be a real, real sneaky play this week, Tooch.
All right. Yeah, I expect that game will have some points scored. I don't know if it'll be a defensive slugfest. You never know, though. I mean, Bears and Buccaneers didn't put up a lot of points. We'll see, though. In the Raiders last game, they put up a lot of points on the Chiefs, who's a pretty good defense. So let's see Henry Ruggs, you know, if he's able to stretch the field, the Buccaneers could be in for a long day.
I'm with you, brother. It could definitely be a long day. It's going to be a fun game to watch, and it's been a fun week to talk fantasy football with you. I appreciate you as always, Tooch. You are the man. Thank you for talking fantasy and helping all of our fantasy listeners get all the knowledge.
Thanks for all the listeners who tuned in, all the Barflies and all the Gandia Barroom Network, and my partner Joe for throwing everything together too. The best producer out there that I've worked with, and along with Aldo, the two of you, the top of the tops.
I appreciate that, brother. And you mentioned everybody in the chat room. Huge thank you to Thomas Finken, Connor Gorzicki, Chris Gonzalez, David Earls, Nate Billhorn, Brixton, Noah, Ron Rupp. Now you guys are all the reason we do this show. Hopefully we can help with your matchup and keep tuning in. Reminder, we'll be back on Sunday for our live edition at 10:30 Central Time, 11:30 East. We're going to help you get them rocking and rolling.
Last minute lineup.
That's right. Make sure you get all your questions. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at FFBGoon. You can follow me at Joe Mandel, and you can follow Tooch at Santucci_John. And we're going to bring you all that fantasy knowledge every single week.
Yep, and can't wait for Sunday, man. Let's get that last minute lineup fire drill. Let's get everybody get those questions.
Yep, don't hesitate to send them to us on Twitter, and then join us live in the chat Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 Eastern. And a huge thank you one last time to Aldo Gandia, the barkeeper, for running this network, letting us do this show. And make sure you guys tune into all the great shows on the Barroom Network. There's so many. Make sure you subscribe. Either if you're on YouTube, you subscribe. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow. If you're on Facebook, give us a like. We appreciate it however you can. The Bears Barroom launched their own the Barroom Network. We launched our own Patreon. You can go subscribe to that, get some extra great content. So make sure you head over there and do that and support us. And then you could also head over to bearsbarroom.com, and the swag shop is open. You can buy swag from any show that you love. If you want to support us specifically, you can buy a Fantasy Football Goon t-shirt in any color you want. They're really nice. I have one myself. So we appreciate whatever support you guys can give us. And, just go buy a shirt. It's a pretty cool logo. I was designed by a buddy of mine named Garrett Schaefer. Did a great job on it.
Yes, excellent logo.
Yeah, I love the new logo. It looks like a trophy. That's what the end game is after all this.
That's right. We're in the end game now, Joe.
We're in the end game now, and we're ready to end the show, and we're in the end game now. Let's get that fantasy victory this week, week 7. It's a big pivotal week.
Yep.
You can make it towards the playoffs. You can build your way back. So thanks again for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Goon Show. I'm Joe Mandel, the Goon. This guy over there is John Santucci, the Tooch. And we'll see you guys next week. Win your matchups. We'll see you then.